Hello?
Hello, sir. Good evening. My name is Dave from Opinion Research. Sir, we're just conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Pardon me? Yes.
Are you? Thank you, sir. And just for statistical purpose only, and I'm required to read verbatim. So are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you, and I appreciate your
survey.
This is opinion research, sir, and this is just a study we're conducting about the forest and the industry that is affecting Minnesota. Now, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, to the best of your opinion, sir?
Oh, geez, I have no idea.
Okay, I have a few lists right here, real quick. The economy, the jobs, and the inflation, the taxes, the government spending, the education in Minnesota, the healthcare, the moral or social issues, the environment, crime, drugs, anything on the Minnesota that is affecting.
Can you rattle through that list for me again?
Of course. It's the economy, jobs, inflation, the taxes, government spending, education, healthcare, moral, social issues, the environment, crime, drugs. Just for the sake of research, what do you think is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, if you have to pick one?
Healthcare.
Thank you. And moving on. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? Now, to the best of your knowledge, the climate change. Thank you. And what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
Same.
Climate change. Okay, here we go. Now, the list was big. Now, sir, using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota's industries? How about the agriculture and farming? Would you rate them excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
And mining? Excellent. Good,
fair.
And electric utilities? Same question.
Fair.
And medical manufacturing?
Fair.
And forest products?
One more time.
The forest products?
Forest products?
Yes, sir. How
fair.
Would you rate fair? And how about refining? Same question.
Refining
excellent,
what?
Good. Well, I'm required to read verbatim, and that's all I have, and in order for me not to influence your opinion, but whatever.
I don't know because I'm not sure what I'm saying yes or no
what,
to.
Yeah. Okay, that's okay. We can move on. Now, how would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups doing and managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? The county land departments, how would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
And the U.S. Forest Service, how would you
excellent.
Rate them? Okay. And the environmental groups,
excellent,
good, excellent. And the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. Excellent.
Excellent.
Okay. And the forest and timber industry?
Fair.
Good, thank you. Now moving on. How important do you feel the forest produce industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay. I appreciate your patience on the line, sir. Now, how significant a role do you think the forest produce industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant? Somewhat? Not too or not at all significant?
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. Moving on. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. Now, how many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than they harvested? Same as harvested or fewer than harvested?
The same.
The same? Thank you. Now, moving on, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? More, fewer, or about the same?
Probably about the same.
Thank you, sir. Moving on. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
I don't know.
Okay. Moving on. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative? To the best of your knowledge.
Negative.
Thank you. Now, what do you feel that it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment?
No.
Okay. And do you feel it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses in federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness area or not?
No.
Thank you. And so, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Now, sir, do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate a land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
In those places?
No. Let me read it again, okay? Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Now, do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
No.
Thank you. Now, moving on. Do you feel that it is appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as a biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yeah.
Thank you. And do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as a biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
No.
Thank you. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest product industry? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Now, the Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, salt and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economy activity and employ 69,000 people. Now, much of this economy activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Now, sir, do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component, a minor component, or is a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
Minor.
Thank you. Now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is the difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Now, sir, will you support or oppose the use of tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose?
No, I oppose it.
Oppose, okay, thank you. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training and operation and equipment use in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Now, Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. Now, sir, the investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry. leading to the increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Now, the question is, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota's making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forests, and forests?
Oppose
that. Thank you, sir. Moving on. We're almost done. I'm going to list as several components of the program, and after each, please, sir, tell me if you support or oppose the state funding for that part of the program. The first one, create a new training program directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support that component?
I oppose.
Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed in the forest industry to include urban and indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Support or oppose that component?
Support or oppose the state doing this?
Yes, sir. With tax funding.
I support that.
Okay. Now, work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. Will you support that component or oppose that?
I oppose it.
Okay. And how about getting into a school classroom and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry workers' jobs provide? We support
that too.
Oppose that. Okay, let's finish this up, sir. Thank you very much. Now, finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed?
Master's degree.
Thank you, sir. And is your age between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
50 to 64.
Thank you. And how would you describe the community you live in? A large city, a suburban, a small town, farm, or rural?
Suburban city.
Thank you. Is your annual household income $25,000, $25,000 to $49,000,
$50,000 to $74,000,
$75,000 to $99,000, or 100 plus? 100 plus. And do you consider your political views a liberal, progressive, moderate, conservative?
The first one.
Liberal progress. Thank you. And which of the following categories would you put your jobs or business? A manufacturing, a business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, and a blue collar. Okay. Thank you. Now, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male or a female, just for statistical purposes?
Male.
Thank you, sir. Very much. Very kind of you to sharing your opinion. This concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation. Enjoy
your
evening, sir. Thank you.